Osio Beautiful People, you may now order signed copies of my wife and I's newest book at DameMakeYouThink.com, available in both paperback and hardcover prints. The first 2,500 orders will receive a special gift included with their purchase. Also, be sure to grab your copies of our other five-star rated books at DameMakeYouThink.com. Wado, thank you for your support. We appreciate you. Osio, everyone. Hope you all are doing well. Today, another very special day. Now, this is the continuation where I brought a special guest on with me. In part one of this podcast, I introduced Dr. Coleman to you. Now, I want you all to be prepared for the conversation that we are about to have with you all. Of course, this is all about providing more information correlating to what we already produced and published so far, my wife and I. So let's give the elder a warm welcome in the comments and in the live chat. If you would like to hear more conversations with Elder Coleman and myself, go ahead and tell me in the comments and I'll be sure to bring them back on. So now let's continue on with the conversation we were having already in progress.
Listen, I had a situation that happened to me in 2020 where my brother, somebody came to visit my brother and my brother got sick. And this was during this so-called time of, you know, COVID and all this. And he goes to the hospital, bruh, and he gets well. On his birthday, his wife gets a call saying they put him on the ventilator because he made a turn for the worse. I knew then. See, I knew the whole deal about that. I did my research on that mess too, man. That was a lot. They had to keep them numbers up to try to make sure everything was going to do what it needed to do. So they put my brother on this ventilator. When my sister-in-law called me and told me that, I was very heartbroken. I got off the phone with her, and I told my wife, I said, my brother ain't coming back from this. They're getting ready to kill my brother. Within 6 hours of them putting him on the ventilator, he died.
Wow.
Same thing happened to my father in 2022, last year.
Yeah. Now, my grandfather. So the story was, we was going through it at the same time, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. So the story was this with my brother, right? My sister tells me after he's there, because I lost my mother also prior, unexpectedly. She had congestive heart failure. Mm. I lost her unexpectedly while I'm in Alabama with my dad, setting him up in his hotel room after he had a kidney transplant. Mm. Got him in the room. I get a call from South Carolina. Your mama dead.
Huh? Mm.
Okay. So then, fast forward, after my brother passed, my sister tells me that God healed my brother because my brother, they said, was poisoning my mama.
Wait a minute. It was that true?
No, that's the problem. It wasn't true.
Oh.
And I know it wasn't true because my mother was a very detailed woman, right? So how my mother died, she was a smoker and they wanted her to stop smoking, but she was taking blood thinners, right?
Okay.
In the midst of taking blood thinners, they gave her this particular new medication that starts with a C. I can't remember what it's pronounced, but they gave her this to help her stop smoking. You saw those ads on TV.
Yeah.
But anyway, she would document from the day she started taking that medication, bro. She documented when she was taking it, how much she was taking, da 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 da. When I looked at it, was 30 days after they gave her this medication, man, and she passed. So she ended up developing a blood clot.
Because wow. What
the most common side effect of this medication was if you already on blood thinners, it will cause it could increase blood clots. That's how she died.
Mm.
Now, I'm seeing that because me and my mom had a great relationship. We talked all the time, even though I wasn't in South Carolina. We talked almost every single day. So I know, you know, mom was cool. It wasn't nothing wrong. Mom was good. But this particular medication was, you know, this happened to her once before when somebody gave her some medication. And it counteracted the medication she was taking. It almost killed her.
But why would the lady say that it was your brother? Why? I mean, what was
the thing? Because they said that my mama told my youngest sister that my brother, you know, was doing something. That's what she said. Now I knew it was a lie. Okay, I knew it was a lie. And how I knew it was a lie? When I went to the funeral for my mother, it was my same youngest sister that altered the will. That my mom.
Oh, it's a different agenda. Okay.
And she was upset that we found out that she altered the will.
Mm-hmm. That happens. Mm-hmm.
And so I was the one that told the people, all of my siblings, at the reading of the will, which they didn't know none of this stuff. I told them, y'all, this is not, because they were fighting over the property. I said, y'all, it's not their property no more. My mama owned this property outright. It was not heir property. So she could leave it to whom she pleased. I said, leave it alone. The lawyer looked it up right there and said, y'all, he's right. How did I do that? Because me and mama talked all the time.
Oh, she left mama, it with you.
No. She left it with my brother.
Okay.
But she was going to leave it to me if my wife and I had planned to move back to South Carolina. I said, mama, we're not moving back.
Man.
I didn't want to take it. So she left it to my brother. Right. So why would my brother, knowing that he's getting all this? So that's not what it was. But the bottom line is, my sister said something wrong with her mind anyway. I personally believe. So when she said that about God, the point I'm trying to make was she said, God killed my brother as revenge for what he did to mama. I said, girl, if your God worked like that, I don't want no parts of him.
No, bull.
I don't want no parts of him because that's not how God operates.
There's people out there that would do that, though, that would think like that and would state, you know, and would blame it on God. There was a lot of, actually, the colonizers coming over here, killing our people in the name of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. A lot of wars and things were done in the name of God. Yep. Come on, man. Now, I can come against that by saying in the scripture it says God take no pleasure. He has no pleasure in the dead. So why would God say go kill somebody? And he's supposed to get the glory out of you killing somebody when he takes no pleasure in it?
Right.
Doesn't make sense. There's too much contradictions in that. Doesn't make sense, right? So I'm trying to tell people, y'all need to get y'all understanding together about this God that y'all say y'all understand, because he's not that type of God. When the scripture says he's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness, he is saying then, I created everything, gave y'all everything. You got everything you need to survive. You just need to make sure, I mean, you just need to research and find out what it is that I gave. It's here, right? All things pertaining to life and godliness, whatever you need to live this life, I've already provided it. So don't look for me to be no Santa Claus.
Right, exactly.
I've given you everything you need, man. You can be plant-based and live forever if you choose to understand what that means. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Some people, man... Oh, bro, and how I know that to be true. Man, my wife, I told you what happened.
Yeah.
My wife I almost lost her in October. And it was second shot.
I'm thankful that she's here. I'm thankful yes, sir, that she's here.
Oh, my God, man. But let me tell you what happened, man. After this girl came out of the hospital, she went 100% plant-based. Before then, this girl was a diabetic. Going plant-based, she reversed her diabetes.
Oh, wow.
And everything else. Let me talk about the septic shock. You know what it does? It shuts down your kidneys, your lungs, your liver, messes with, and it shuts down the heart. I mean, when I took this girl to the hospital, her blood pressure was 63 over 30 something.
Oof.
You understand what I'm saying? And she was in ICU for 19 days. But when that girl came out of there, she went plant-based. Everything is working 100%.
That is
like
beautiful.
There's nothing wrong. So what am I saying? God have already given. Now, it was her research that she was doing before she got this that made her say, okay, now I'm going full-fledged.
Okay. That was the okay.
That was the, I've given you everything
now
pertaining to life.
Now do it.
And godliness. Okay. So, hey, bro, I try to tell people, man, like you was telling us before, man, we need the sun.
Yeah.
We need to be outside, bro.
Yeah, I agree. All the time.
They shut us in knowing what it was doing to us.
Yep.
They were trying to kill us.
Yep. It affects the people and affects them mentally too. And that's what I was trying to explain to them. Like when they were, you know, doing the shutdown and trying to keep everybody in the house. And I'm like, that's not good. At least get outside, get in that grass, something.
Get in that grass, put your foot down on that earth and let yourself be energized all over again, rejuvenated.
Yep. Just
get outside, man, and allow that to happen, Doc. Man, these people knew what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Just like right now, what they're doing with this weather change, man, they blocking the sun as much as they can.
Yep.
But damn, the church, man, going back to church, it's a sad shame Oh, bro, I can tell you some stuff, man. I got a nephew right now in jail fighting with a real big name bishop. They said my nephew molested his adopted daughter.
Oh, man.
Now, there's something wrong with that whole story. See, my nephew know a whole lot about this family, this particular bishop.
Did they do this on purpose?
I want to say they did that because they tried to blame three of the men first about this thing, but they said that he did to his daughter. But those men say, no, you ain't putting that on me. And so they ended up putting it on my nephew. And right now, my nephew is in jail, man, getting ready to go to trial because they tried to get him to take a plea deal.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm glad he didn't take that.
Well, this is the thing. They offered the boy three different plea deals. They said 30 years. He said, no. They said, okay, we're going to give you 10 years. No. Him and his lawyer, no. Then they said, well, we're going to give you probation. Blah, blah, blah. He said, no. I'm taking this thing to court, man. Listen, bro, if I told you what is, if I mentioned the name, you would know.
This is the one out of Atlanta?
No. It's the one out of Dallas.
Oh, wow. See, he's famous.
This is the one out of Dallas. He was married to his daughter. You hear me?
Wait a minute. The pastor was married to his daughter?
No. My nephew was married to his pastor's daughter.
Wait a minute. So how he going to say that don't make sense? If he was married to her.
Well, this is the thing.
I think they wanted
him out the picture. I think he wanted something else for his daughter. Somebody else for his daughter.
Mm.
So they had to get him out the picture. You understand me? Had to get him out the picture. I'm talking about how you search for news.
And that's how they act.
You don't have a clue.
Mm.
Thank God you ain't been exposed to this stuff for a minute, man. You don't have a clue. But this thing will cause people to question their faith. It'll cause them to question their relationship. It'll cause them to question their belief.
Mm. And you know what? I remember a lot of people was mentioning this as far as, I don't know, you know, if you want to go too far into this or not, but they were mentioning it in the comments. They will always bring up Deuteronomy Romney with a lot of stuff that I present. Why is that? Are they trying to say that these particular verses in Deuteronomy is talking about us? But why would they consider us
or being cursed?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like I'm being cursed.
Listen. Let me tell you what the curse is. They can say what they want to say. They can use all the scripture they want to use. But it's very simple. The scripture that says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Yeah. Dang. He never said they didn't have knowledge. He said they lacked knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
What knowledge do we lack?
The right one.
The same thing they did in the Bible is what they did with these people, with the compulsory education, telling you who you are, changing who you are. They did the same thing. They told you who you were. They told you your people was the cursed folks. And folks in the, because listen to this now, this is the thing. I want you to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
If in the book of Deuteronomy or the people of, I think it's the people of Ham or Shem, whoever it is, I can't remember which one of those brothers, but the descendants of those brothers that's supposed to be cursed because this particular brother, when his dad is naked, he exposed his dad nakedness. Okay, so this is the thing, right? So if you cursed already, why? Why try to change it? If God has cursed you already, you cannot undo it. Come on, Dane.
Mm.
So why are you trying to, if God cursed you as a people, why are you in his religion?
Right. Why hold on to it as if something is going to change?
That doesn't make sense.
You're right. It
doesn't make sense.
Because, like, think about that. What is the purpose of them continuing on? Like, as if something's going to change if it says in the Bible brother, that they're cursed. You're right.
If I got cancer, and I know I got cancer, and it's incurable. What kind of mindset am I going to have? I'm going to die.
Right.
I can't change that. It's just like I told somebody about the Tower of Babel. You remember that story about the Tower of Babel in the Bible? About how they were building up this tower to the heavens?
Oh, yeah. And, I remember that.
Okay. And God, and I said, the Bible said, God said, let us go down.
Yeah.
And destroy them because, you know, there is nothing they will be able to do. Brother, listen to that story. If God is a God of unity, and he wants you to come. It's not like they were trying to build. It never said that these people were sinning. Never said they were doing something wrong. It just said they were building a tower to the heavens. They wanted to reach God, bro. They wanted to connect with him. Why would he destroy them and mess them up if that's what they were trying to do?
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a tactic to prevent people from creating pyramids again.
Listen, a tactic to cause people not to come together.
Yeah, to build.
To keep them separate.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got nothing to do with God. That don't make sense.
Mm.
That's contrary to the God that they say that loves everybody and is a God of unity and love your neighbor as you love yourself. These people were on one accord, Doc. That's what the Bible says. They were on one accord. So why would you want to destroy a people that was on one accord? You can't say that the stuff that they were thinking were negative. Find it in the scripture and then come back to me with it.
Mm.
It never said that they was being so, that they were so, you know, the people that were building the tower were out there sinning and building idols. No, it didn't say that. They were trying, they were on one accord, doing something constructive together as a people.
And they were now, trying to prevent that. That's, see.
Now, listen to what you just said. So my question to you, Dane, is who was on one accord and what people were they trying to destroy?
We were on one accord.
That's my point.
Yeah.
It was us. That was a sign. We got to destroy these people because if we don't, there will be nothing they won't be able to do. We got to separate them, mess up their heritage, their spirituality, who they are, destroy all that because if we don't, then.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
We have way more coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. My wife and I just released our brand new book, Fixing America's Broken Promise. You can now order signed copies for a limited time only, available in both paperback and hardcover prints at DaneMakeYouThink.com. Again, DaneMakeYouThink.com. You don't want to miss out on these limited editions. Order your copies today. Wado, thank you, everyone. We appreciate your support. Okay, so, okay. Do you have your Bible with you right now?
What you need?
Say it again?
I said, what you need? I got it.
Because the reason why I'm asking is because I have a couple of verses in Samuel that I want to just make clear, because back to the conversation of how you were saying there was a lot of pedophilia going on inside of the church. And I wanted to know if they got it from King David and Jonathan, because... Okay. Okay, for example, in 2 Samuel, I believe is chapter 1, verse 26, it was stating that he loved Jonathan more than women. And keep in mind, I got 4 of them, because another one was Samuel 20, 41. They kissed each other and cried together. Samuel 18, I'm for real, I was like, Samuel 18, 3 verses 4, Jonathan right. took off his clothes in front of David. I was like, what's going on? And Samuel 18, 2, he kept David with him and did not allow him to go back to his father's house. I remember that.
Okay, so my question to you is this, right? Where did the Western world get the Bible from?
They said King James.
Okay, King James. Now, let me share something with you about King James that I found a long time ago. They said either King James was, they said he was homosexual.
Yeah. They said Christopher Columbus was too.
Okay, but this is my thing. If King James, which I'm not going to say he wasn't, I believe he probably was. They said he put like, took 7 scholars and sent them to different chambers to interpret the scripture from their own language and interpret it to see what it said. And they say all of them came back with the very same interpretation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then this is my thing. In the Bible, it talks about a man being with a man as if he's with a woman and how it is wrong in the eyes of God, right?
Mm.
So if that's in the scripture, either King James was a homosexual looking for a way out or he wasn't.
Mm.
But I personally believe
that he was.
Yeah. And I also believe, again, not only did, when you're looking at David and Jonathan and their relationship, you got to understand them. Could that have been talking about the Pope and
Leonardo's
son?
Uh-huh.
Leonardo da Vinci and the Pope's son. Could that be? You understand what I'm trying to say?
They trying to make themselves have an excuse for what they were doing. Yeah, that could have been.
But at the end of the day, again, and then back then, before the so-called commandments came and the laws came, there was supposedly hadn't been nothing wrong with you sleeping with your sister.
Yeah, I remember that too. I remember them saying that too.
What is that calling that?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's wrong now. So either God is crazy or man structured that Bible to fit what we see going on right now. Because that community is so large right now, man. They got so much power.
They do.
Till it's unreal.
Yep.
And I'm talking about running rampant in the churches. You know, you got your choir directors, you got your ministers of music, you got your pastors, your bishops. Most of these people are involved in that stuff, you know. And so you help me understand. Either God is a schizophrenic.
Right.
He mean one thing today and don't mean the same thing tomorrow. Or is most of this stuff written down at the hand of man?
Man did that.
Man did that because creation has never been, a dog don't sleep with a cat.
Right.
A horse ain't going to sleep with a cow.
Yep.
See, they always want to talk about the religious part of it, but let's look at the moral part of it. It's morally wrong.
And that's enough. I'm glad you said moral. It's almost like they're revamping individual moral standards.
See, that's the thing. They want you, and this is how they deal with the church now. Because again, and not only the church, but the people at home, they try to tell people, they try to come at this thing, that you come at it from a standpoint that if you don't love me, well, if you don't accept my way of being who I am, then you don't love me. And God is love. Well, you're mixing two wrong things together, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't do that. It ain't going to happen. So when you look at the Old Testament and look at stuff that was going on in the Old Testament, I'm confused. Because it almost look at when you come up with the New Testament, it almost makes God, if you don't understand him, it makes him look like he's a schizophrenic. How you going to God say I am that I am? I never change. But when you look at scripture, it's almost like they got two different things going on.
Yep.
How come it's acceptable with Jonathan and Nathan? I mean, for Jonathan and David, why is that acceptable? Why y'all not interpreting that as that?
Right.
Why y'all don't even interpret it as for what it is?
And that's what I was saying when I that's why I remembered that, like, wow, man. And, you know, this is another reason why it was so many pastors that get along with me for that reason, because I was stating it for what it is. And they will invite me out to go speak to their people and inside of their congregations, unfiltered on top of that. And I appreciate that. But so there are pastors out there. And I stated this before.
You're right. There's a lot of pastors out there, brother, that have this thing they call the woke culture.
Yeah.
Do you see how they switching that thing up?
Yeah, they switching it up big time. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Woke culture means I'm becoming aware of what you've done and what's really going on.
That's not what they're saying no more.
That's not what they're saying.
Yeah. They flipping it up right
now.
But
at the same time, you're the one they want to get rid of.
Yep. So that's why they know, that's why they are doing it. They're set to cause that confusion. They're set to cause that confusion. They saw how large it was becoming.
Oh, man, listen.
And they didn't put a wrench in it.
But this is the thing, right? I tell people, again, you got to look at the scripture with two different pair of lenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would Jesus say, you got eyes but don't see, and you have ears but can't hear?
Mm. Break it down. Break that one down.
This is my thing. If that means he's saying, let me add this along with this too.
Okay.
Paul said, the letter killeth. The letter killeth, but it's the spirit that gives life, right? The letter.
Mm.
It was with the letter. It was with the writing, the stroke of a pen, that they change your identity from a person to a corporate entity.
Mm-hmm. That was the weapon.
Wasn't that the weapon?
That was the weapon.
It still is the weapon.
It still is to this day.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
They can sit there and take anything from you by the stroke of a pen. They can add stuff to you by the stroke of a pen.
Yep.
So then he's saying, what has eyes but don't see is what he's asking you. And ears that don't hear. An entity. You are not a human being. They constructed you as a corporate entity. And then he goes on and tells Nicodemus, hey, man, come here. Let me talk to you, Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a man that was a part of all that stuff, right? Tell Nicodemus, you got to be born again, man. Nicodemus say, Hey, man, how can I be born again? Shall I enter my mother's womb a second time?
Mm.
And then Jesus said, Mama, not that you must be born again. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. But this is the thing. When you, they hear what I'm about to tell you now, you and your wife are operating in the born again experience.
Yeah.
You are helping people be born again by, I'm just here to make you think.
Yep. I agree.
Are you hearing me?
I agree.
So listen, no, they're not. They don't have to go back into their mother's womb a second time. You just helping people change the way they think. That's what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus, Doc. You got to change your thought process towards what you're doing, how you're treating people, what you're doing, all of that.
Yep.
Because no, I can't enter into my mother's womb a second time. He said, no, what they did with you was by the letter, they killed you.
Yeah.
You're not alive. Okay. But by the renewing of the mind, which is spiritual, you're being born again. Born again. You're being, the Bible says, brethren, I beseech thee by the mercies of God that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Mm. This is in Romans. So what he's telling them, Romans chapter 12, I think. So what he's telling them is this, brother. the rebirth, the spiritual birth, does not mean going, being baptized in the water and coming back out. It's a mental change.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental rebirth. The brain has to be reminded of who you are. If you don't remember who you are, man, you are already destroyed. So here's so many people living a lie. They're living in this matrix lie. And don't even realize it. Mm. They don't even realize it. Dang, they're living in a matrix that and don't have a clue.
Yep.
Just because you're able to pay your bills on time and drive whatever you want to drive and dress how you want to dress, you think you're living in the reality.
Yep. That's what a lot of people are thinking.
But that's not reality.
Yep.
That's the sad part. Because everything you do, you're doing it on the, here's something you said the other day. Everything you're doing it on the public side and not on the private.
Yep. Yep. That's key.
That's the matrix. You operating in the public and you think you are living the life. Experience the private side and see how much life you can live. These folks know who you are.
Yep. They sure do.
There's a scripture in there that says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? You see? Now, yes. This is the devil talking to these people. He said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? What do you mean? He said, Jesus knew who he is. He said, Paul knew who he was because they changed his name from Saul to Paul. He understands who he is now that he's Paul. He know the truth. He said, but who are you? Do you know who you are?
Mm.
And if you don't know who you are, you need to get out of my face because you can't stand this. You won't be able to handle this. So back up. I have no conversation with you. I have nothing to say to you because you don't know who you are. And that's how they treat us in the public.
All the time.
But when you operate in the private, they tell you everything. they reveal everything to you in the private.
Yeah.
You know that to be true.
Yeah. Right now. Right now. I'm trying to tell them.
And I just need the people to understand, man, listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting to assemble yourself. You know, I mean, me and my wife and I, we still go sometimes to these churches, man, and fellowship with people, you know, but I go there to look at and see what they're doing and listen to what they're doing. I'm like, so I had a brother yesterday that I called, man, and going through, I mean, literally going through, man, but yet he believes everything's all right. I could be going through, but everything's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Jewish community would do this? The Jewish community does this, right? If there's somebody, because of what they believe, if there's somebody in the community that's having problems in their home with their wife, those men will get that man, that one man, and help him understand what's going on to fix that problem. Because they believe that that one man could bring 7 years of trouble to the Jewish people. That whole community
come together.
Come together and get this man and say, look, brother, what's going on? How can we help you be a better husband? How can we help you be a better provider? You got to stop all this that you do. Because we don't want to have to work so hard to obtain the things that we have.
Mm.
This is what they believe. They don't believe in lack, Doc. They don't believe in lacking nowhere amongst their people.
And they be on top of it. Sound like, man, they don't want no separation.
They don't. Okay. Who else you know like that? Asian people.
Yeah.
The Hispanic folks.
Yeah, the Hispanic folks definitely. They definitely long. Together. Yeah.
All of them people that come over here from other countries.
Yeah, the foreigners. Yeah.
The foreigners, they stick together.
Yeah, big time.
Because they know that if there's any problem, and listen, I believe if they can't fix the problem, they get rid of the problem.
Yeah.
So why are we the only, because we have been so divided on so many different levels.
Yep.
And the worst part of it is the religious error. You got all these denominations, brother, in different churches and different organizations. And I'm like, why is this so, especially amongst us? We should want to be divided.
I agree. We should be together.
What? Yeah. If you want to prove that this religion, all this religious stuff is solid, drop all the denominations and come together as one people. Boy, there'd be so much stuff that could be getting done.
Immediately.
But these folks have been infiltrated just like Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely. Yep.
Just like all these other organizations have been infiltrated with all these different, spies,
mm-hmm.
you know,
informants
like informants and all this coming to your camp,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like how the Jesuits came over and got into the collegiate area.
Yep.
And started, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's just, that's exactly what happened in these churches, man. So now what the Europeans started, we're continuing.
And that's what they're banking on, by the way.
Well, the thing is, you give us a little something that we ain't never had, we'll do what we never did.
Mm.
Give us a little something that we never had, and we'll do what we never did. I found out what them people did to MLK.
Yeah.
And who was involved, that's what I'm talking about. And look at them today.
Yep. Yeah, they treated him wrong. And he was young at the same time. He didn't know exactly, but when he found out, he jumped to it, just try to correct everything. And they wanted to get rid of him before he got to that point of really liberating the people. They knew his following was major. He was a big problem for them.
Is this, if I come to you with a proposal, and the proposal I'm coming to you with is very little, just make us equal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the civil rights bill. Let's make us equal. Go through with it. And because you didn't go through with it, you upset the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brother said, you know what? Hey, look here, y'all. This is the real deal here. This is what really happened.
Yep. He exposed that the government didn't want it.
But this is what frustrated me. He knew all the time.
He did. See, what happened was he didn't want to upset some people. Then he got tired.
But it was too late to get tired. That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm not being negative.
No, you're right.
I mean, you got tired too late.
You're right.
You should have been tired when you found out.
I agree. You're right.
And then, because then you probably would have had the support to protect you from those
That's true.
People who look just like you.
Mm-hmm. Especially them.
Telling these folks what you're about to do.
I agree with that.
Probably would have still been alive right now.
I agree.
Because I don't think, see, that's the problem with us. You know, that scripture that said, don't let your left hand know what the right hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to be careful of that. If I had known this earlier, I would have told y'all this earlier. Why? Because then I would have got a greater following. Why? Because y'all know what's really going on.
Right up front. Transparent.
And being very transparent. Y'all, this is what they've done. Here it is. This is what they've done to you. Now, you're going to let this happen? Let's go get our check.
Yep.
But before they could do that,
they took them out.
You won't go, and your own people going to go back and then they're going to be there with you when it happens. Man, that's so terrible, man. That's sad. But
it was.
We are worse enemy. I keep telling people,
I agree.
Especially in the barbershop, I keep telling folks, man, when I said, listen, y'all, I ain't going to never tell y'all the white man per se is my problem. You know who my problem is? You.
Mm.
I said, what you mean, Doc? I said, man, you got all these degrees and all this knowledge and all this information, but yet, you scared to stand up for something because you don't want to lose your Chrysler 300.
Right. Yep.
You don't want to lose your rental, the house that you don't even own that you rent, and you don't want to lose that. So you try to, you want to be able to so-called sleep at night, but you're not really sleeping.
Not really. Not sleeping. Really. They ain't sleeping good.
Yeah, because you ain't, because you're not the real deal. And I can't get you to sign up, and you try to tell me, you try to tell me to do exactly what that Bible is saying to do. Submit, Derek. Humble yourself, Derek. Listen, brother. He said he's coming back to separate the sheep from the goat, right?
That's what they said.
We was told that the sheep are supposed to be the humble ones, the ones who God is coming back for, right? Because why? My sheep knows my voice, and another they will not follow. Is that not what it's saying?
Yep.
Have you ever studied a goat? A goat, brother? Will find a way to make something happen. If he got a destination to go up to the top of that mountain, he going to get to the top of that mountain. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
What sheep going to do that?
You right, though. You right.
Well, in reality, I think they switched it around.
Yeah, usually do. They do it in reverse every time.
It's going to take goats to get this 13% thing moving.
Yeah.
Not sheep.
Yeah. Woo, talk to them.
Not sheep. It's going to take goats. Goats who understand the destination.
Yeah.
They got somewhere they're trying to go. Stop following everything else and follow the truth.
Yep.
Why are you following everything else? The truth is the thing that's going to set you free. Now listen to this. And whom the Son has set free, we talked about this before, is free indeed.
Yeah.
D-E-E-D. Mm. That means there's no contract no more. Nobody owns the contract to Dane Calloway.
Hold up.
Dane owns that
contract. Say it again. Say it again.
Nobody owns the contract over Dane. The deed has been destroyed by what Dane has done.
Mm.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's being free. Indeed, 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 indeed,
indeed. OCO, Freethinkers. You're now tuned into the realest historian on the planet, the best teacher you wish you had in school. Have your pens and paper handy and get ready to take notes. It's Dane Calloway on I'm Just Here to Make You Think Radio.